Good morning and welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church, to our Asbury family and to all of our friends that are joining us online this morning. We are so thankful that you have joined us, and we hope that this worship service this morning blesses you and brings you great joy. We're back in the sanctuary this morning, which is wonderful. The only thing that we're missing is you, and so we can't wait until the day comes that we are all back here together again. But until then, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can all be together in this space. So we are thankful that you have joined us. It's Pentecost Sunday, so we celebrate the birth of the church this morning, a church that is always vibrant and on the move and in the community making disciples. Pastor Deedy has a very powerful message about all of that later on in our worship experience. Once again, we're thankful that you are with us, and as we get together and gather for this time of worship, join me in a quick word of prayer. Gracious, loving God, we give thanks to you for this opportunity to gather together virtually, not ideally, but virtually, and we are just thankful. We ask that you are with us this morning, that through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, that you guide our time of worship, that you get in there and just work on our hearts, God, and shape us into the disciples that you call us to be, so that we may then go out into the world and build the kingdom you call us to build. We ask all this in the name of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Say a big word, Pentecost. Today in churches everywhere we celebrate Pentecost. That day the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples of Jesus. Why celebrate? Well, let's talk for a minute. Today, who is a disciple of Jesus Christ? A messenger to others of God's love and salvation. Why? You are. And those around you. See, once Jesus told the disciples the Lord was going to give them an amazing gift, the Holy Spirit. Jesus told them they would act as witnesses to the whole world about the great works he did while he was with us. Then right before their eyes, Jesus ascended into heaven, just as he had promised. Disciples were hopeful, but no one knew what this gift called the Holy Spirit was. On a Jewish spring holiday called Pentecost, the city was packed with people from all over. At that time, the disciples were praying and talking in the upper room. Suddenly, a great wind howled through the house, and they were amazed to see tongues of fire descending upon each of them. The gift of the Holy Spirit had arrived. The disciples were full of joy and ran out into the street. And part of the gift they received was that when they talked, when they praised God, Their voices were all in different languages. The people on the street were quite amazed and thought it was very weird to be talked to in their own languages. Peter jumped out to preach a message to all people so they would understand what a wonderful thing had happened on Pentecost. Peter and the other disciples became messengers to people like you. Peter told them that the promise of forgiveness of sins through repentance and baptism was for them, their children, and everyone who would believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. About 3,000 people heard Peter's message that day, and they believed and were baptized. Well, those people and the disciples began telling more people the message. The church was born on that day, which transformed into the Christian Pentecost. The message you hear and the good news you spread to others today is important. You are the messenger. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus the Christ. Thank you for Peter's example that we all can spread the word of God's good news. We can be saved. God loves us. Please, God, let us be your messengers. Amen. Let's all go forth and spread the good news. It was great to be with you today.
Will you join me in a word of prayer? Spirit of faith, come down. Come down and rule our hearts. Come down and empower your church. Come down and save us. Today we give you thanks, O God, for the gift of the church in our lives, for all that it means for us to be the gathered community of Christ, and the joy of having a ministry to do and a part to play with you in transforming and redeeming the world. Fill us with your Spirit, Lord, that all the gifts we need will be among us, and that you might add to our number day by day, so that we can do that work. We can impact the community around us. We can be a source of joy and peace in the world. And we can offer healing and hope to all. Today, we pray, O God, for those who do not know the church as a safe place, for any who have been wounded by the church, for those who have left the church and vowed to never return again. Lord, forgive us. And in the forgiving, open our eyes to see those around us who are hurting, to open ourselves to their words of criticism and sadness, and to offer healing and a haven once again for them in the church. We pray for those that the church has not seen, or at times has put up a barrier to being part of the community. Lord, teach us to allow you to separate the wheat from the tares, and to offer the love of Christ to all. Open our fellowship to the diversity of people around us, to all ethnic groups, to all ages, to all socioeconomic groups, and to children, to those who know something of the faith, and those who are just setting out. Make us true evangelists with the beautiful feet of those who bring the good news. And Holy Spirit, fill the church with love, so that no matter where we gather or how we gather, we would put the other above us. We would always care for those who are weakest among us. That we would seek the unity of love in the power of your Spirit. And we would not give up or become weary of doing good in your name. God, on this day when we celebrate the church, we are so grateful. Grateful for the God who imagined it, the Christ who saved it, and to you, Holy Spirit, for bringing it together. And so we pray in the name of the triune God, the prayer that Jesus taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Mountain I could not climb. Good morning. Our scripture reading today is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. This reading is adapted from the New Living Translation. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken to the believers. They were completely amazed and exclaimed, The people who had come to see were Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the areas of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. They stood there amazed and perplexed, wondering, what can this mean? And they began to ask each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, they're just drunk, that's all. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? O God, the Holy Spirit, come to us, among us. Come as the wind and cleanse us. Come as the fire and burn. Come as the dew and refresh. Convict, convert, and consecrate many hearts and lives to our great good and to thy greater glory. And thus we ask, in Jesus Christ's name, amen. You know, since I was 13 years old, the church has been at the center of my life. And by that, I mean it hasn't just been a place where I go on some Sundays. The church has been a part of me, almost like an extension of my body or the beating of my heart or the guide to my thoughts. The church is woven into my life, and I am woven into the life of the church. And by that, I don't mean a building. Although buildings are important to the work that the church does, but what is woven into me are the people of the church, the fellowship that we share, the community that binds us together, the ritual of our worship, and even the joys and struggles of our family. And of course, the ministries that we do in Jesus' name. That may be why I was so surprised late last week to hear someone proclaim that the church is essential. That's not anything that I ever questioned. Nor did I ever think that the church was closed and had to be opened back up. So that's why I shared on Facebook that the church is vital and needed in God's transforming work in the world. The church, I think, is the key to God's vision for unity and peace in the world. The church is the lifeblood and essence of God's kingdom, which we pray to come on earth as it is in heaven. However, nowhere, not ever, Has the church been confined by a building that can be opened or closed, or controlled by some pronouncement, or even by a pandemic? Now, brothers and sisters, you and I are the church. When we could not meet due to the threat of this unseen virus, we discovered new ways together. And we pulled some old ways out of our memories. This morning, we are not all here in our beautiful sanctuary, but we are all together through the mysterious power of the Holy Spirit. God has gathered us together to do something, a work that only the church can do. We're here to transform lives, to show the world that we are one in the midst of our diversity, and to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ in all ways to all people so that they can hear it and understand it for themselves. Yes, the church is essential, not just to me and to you, but to the world. And it is not closed. It never has been closed. God will not allow it to be closed. Even if we tried, even if we decided that the church should close, I tell you this, the Holy Spirit would huff and puff and blow the walls down so that the ministry of the church could continue. For you see, the church is of God. We belong to it. We have responsibility for it, but we do not own it. We cannot fully know it. And we certainly cannot control it. For first and foremost, the church is God's. Now today we are celebrating the birth of the church. Happy Pentecost to all of you. I hope that the children are enjoying their party bags that Miss Mary and her team put together this week so that you could throw a Pentecost party in your homes. That's a good thing to do. For the birthday of the church happened during a party. Did you know that? 50 days after the Passover, Jews from all over the world gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate something called the Pentecost. The 50th day. They brought vegetables and fruit and grain with them. They cooked meals from their various cultures and shared them around campfires. At night, they told one another the stories of God, how God had delivered them from Egypt and gave them the Ten Commandments after 50 days when they crossed the Red Sea. They sang songs of their faith. They gave thanks to God for the giving of the law. They praised God that they could be his chosen people. And they prayed. They prayed unceasingly for a time when Jerusalem would be free again. Now, while they were gathering and eating and singing, there were also in the city about 120 disciples of Jesus Christ gathered together in a room upstairs in a building. They too were eating together. They too were singing songs and telling stories about Jesus and praying that the kingdom of God would come on earth as in heaven. Now, is it any wonder that the Holy Spirit of God chose that time to come down? with a hard wind that sounded like a freight train, and fire that did not burn but touched each and every one there, the Spirit of God came down. It was loud. It was chaotic. The doors were blown open, and men and women who had been afraid to talk about Jesus suddenly could not stop talking. They spread out into the streets. They had a message to say, and even more, all these people from around the known world could understand them. As if they were speaking in their own languages. The story of Pentecost is amazing, and it's perplexing, and it's the strangest, most exciting thing that people could have imagined then or now. And it drew them all together. The curious, the seeker, the devout and the doubting, they were all drawn to this spectacle in the street where each of them heard a disciple speaking in his or her own language. The Spirit was giving birth to the church. A body of people empowered by God to change the world. Now, do you want to know what is essential about the church? It is our reason for being here that is essential. Who else but the church prays daily for the presence of God to transform lives, communities, and the world? Who else but the church can sustain a community that represents all colors and cultures and languages and customs represented in the world? Who else but the church could welcome sinners and be both a haven for saints, where we learn and grow and are equipped for the ministries God has called us to, but also a hospital for those recovering from the wounds of life? Who else but the church can proclaim the mysterious love of God in word and deed and song and ritual so that people come and see? I'll tell you, there is nothing, no one, nada. There is the church, and it is essential to the life of the world. It is essential to your life and my life. Without the church, we could not hope to experience the abundance that Jesus talked about. We could not hope to be faithful in our journey. We would miss many joy-filled opportunities. And where else but in the church would we experience that deep hope that helps us put one foot in front of the other, no matter what our circumstances? The church is essential to us who are a part of it. But even more, the church is essential to those who don't know, to those who are lost and lonely, to those who live only for themselves, those who hide behind a veil of fear. The church is essential to them because we have been blessed with the truth of God. We are filled with gifts to show the love of Christ and with the power of the Holy Spirit We can offer them forgiveness and new life in Christ's name. Brothers and sisters, the church can never be defined by a building, whether we're in it or not. Nor can the church be contained by our preferred rituals and practices. And truthfully, no one but the church can keep the church from doing our work. And oddly enough, being separated from our building has meant that we have taken the church to new places. Online, where over 800 people a week check in with us. We've begun pouring the gospel into letters where a dozen or so members of our care team are checking in weekly with those who are shut in or need special touch. Or onto Zoom, where Bible studies, youth small groups, and Sunday school socials are happening weekly. And oh, that thing we are never separated from, our telephones have become a way of preaching the gospel. Every time you make a call to a neighbor or a family member to make sure they're okay. Every time you send a text message speaking of hope and love to someone else, you're being the church. You're doing ministry. In the midst of this isolation, we are experiencing a new Pentecost. The Holy Spirit is coming down upon us and teaching us new languages for sharing the good news, for offering Christ, for being in community and in fellowship together. My friends, the church is essential. It is essential. And maybe perhaps because we can't be in the building from 9 to 5, we've also discovered that the church never closes. It's 24/7. It's on our computers and our screens and in our phones. We are the church. And I pray that God will lead us to the curious, that God will bring the seekers by, that those who are devout will celebrate, and the doubters and the lonely and those who are lost and confused will find their home with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh.
Well, friends, it's been a blessing to be with you again this week, wherever you may be, however you may be watching. Some of you are probably gathered around your TVs at home. Some of you might be at the lake, which is a great place to be, especially next week as we start a new sermon series together. It's called Lessons by the Lake, and we're going to spend 4 weeks looking at Jesus' most powerful teachings that occurred right there by the water on the boat. And we're going to see how they speak to us today. So grab your life jacket and come join us for a great sermon series. Also, here in about 15 minutes, we are going to continue on with our virtual Bible study on Paul's road trip. It's going to look at his missionary journey, and today we are going to look at the town of Thessalonica. It's going to be wonderful, and I hope you don't miss it. Now receive this blessing. As you leave this place, serve your God with patience and with passion. Be deliberate in living out your faith. Be steadfast in celebrating the Holy Spirit that works within you. And may peace be your way in the world. Go in peace.